Within this courtyard the family lived when it did not rain, or when it was not too cold. In one corner of the yard the cook, who was a slave, prepared the meal, and in another corner the teacher, who was also a slave, taught the children, and the alpha, beta, gamma, and the tables of multiplication, and in still another corner the lady of the house, who rarely left her domain, since it was not considered good form for a married woman to be seen on the street too often, was repairing her husband's coat with her seamstresses, who were slaves. And in the little office, right off the door, the master was inspecting the accounts which the overseer of his farm, who was a slave, had just brought to him. When dinner was ready, the family came together, but the meal was a very simple one, and did not take much time. The Greeks seem to have regarded eating as an unavoidable evil, and not a pastime, which kills many dreary hours, and eventually kills many dreary people. They lived on bread and on wine, with a little meat and some green vegetables. They drank water only when nothing else was available, because they did not think it very healthy. They loved to call on each other for dinner, but our idea of a festive meal, where everybody is supposed to eat much more than is good for him, would have disgusted them. They came together at the table for the purpose of a good talk, and a good glass of wine and water. But, as they were moderate people, they despised those who drank too much.